Moose Jaw, activist Tanis Bridot had protested pandemic mandates outside Prairie South School Division's board office on and off since May 2021, but her behavior escalated in late October 2023 and led to her arrest. During Bridot's multi-day trial in Moose Jaw Provincial Court, witnesses said the activist entered the board office on 9th Avenue Northwest on October 23, 2023, and said she planned to protest outside. However, as other employees arrived that morning, she yelled and swore at them. "She was a nuisance and bothering people who were coming and going," testified Heather Bose, executive assistant to the education director. Bridot continued to yell loudly throughout the morning but left in the afternoon. However, her vehicle remained in a no-parking zone, so a towing company came to remove it. Witnesses clarified that it was the police who had Bridot's vehicle towed and not anyone at the board office. Bose testified that she was very uncomfortable with the woman's presence and dreaded coming to work, while the activist's behavior distracted her from her tasks. She also didn't know what the activist was yelling about during her protest. "I was 50 feet away from the front door, so that's why I raised my voice," Bridot interjected. "My passion was exuding, so that's why I yelled." Ejection from the building. Board office employees returned the next day to find more anti-vaccination signs around the building, while an officer also arrived after receiving a call from Education Director Ryan Bowen. The activist was inside speaking to the receptionist, but she was told to leave and was not welcome back. Bridot left and continued to protest outside for several more days. Bowen testified that he had seen Bridot's poor behavior in the past, while he usually had receptionist Elizabeth Cartman calm her down. While Cartman had success most of the time since the two had a respectful relationship, she had less success over time as the activist's unruly behavior increased. Seeking legal help. Bowen said he had been speaking with legal counsel with the Saskatchewan School Boards Association, SSBA, about how to resolve the situation. He eventually decided to write Bridot a letter saying she was no longer welcome inside the building or on the property. The director of education gave the letter to Cartman to give to Bridot, with the receptionist testifying that she did on October 31, 2023. Cartman testified that she spoke regularly with Bridot on the phone while the woman sometimes came inside to talk. However, in October 2023, the receptionist noticed that the activist became more adamant and passionate about the things she was protesting, while outside. Continued harassment. Bowen said he arrived at work the morning of November 1 and found Bridot standing near the flagpole. She yelled at him and vulgarly asked if he had her vehicle towed. Furthermore, she said she had the right to meet with the board and that he had to facilitate that. He said no and went inside, with Bridot still ranting. Cartman testified that she heard Bridot's loud and obnoxious yelling that morning, so she went and told the woman to stop. Bridot also came inside and was adamant that no one would stop her activities outside. "She was not aggressive to me, but she was to others," Cartman said. During cross-examination, Cartman said she and Bridot have similar views about the pandemic but reminded the activist that they shouldn't force their views on others, while it's okay that people have different beliefs. "We can't affect change by being belligerent," the receptionist added. Calling police. Bowen said he went into his office and then into the boardroom that faces 9th Avenue Northwest. Even though the windows were shut, he could still hear Bridot yelling about COVID-19 vaccines, that he was a vile human, and that he was responsible for the pandemic measures. Fed up, he called the police. However, even with officers present, she continued to yell. He added that having someone charged or arrested was the last thing Prairie South wanted, but it was an inevitable collision with the activist. Bridot interrupted Bowen and said that as a parent, she had every right to meet with the director and the board to discuss her concerns and the National Citizens Inquiry. She also accused him of lying about her vulgarly swearing at him, while at one point, she stuck her tongue out at him and admitted it to the judge. Continuing, Bowen said he is responsible for employees' well-being, but he saw the building becoming chaotic, and staff becoming agitated with Brideau's presence. Moreover, her tone was typically aggressive, direct and demeaning. Brideau interrupted again and accused Bowen of forcing the vaccine on student athletes, like her son, and of instituting pandemic mandates. He replied that the Saskatchewan High School's Athletics Association ordered students to show proof of vaccine, while the province was responsible for pandemic measures. However, Prairie South created an administrative procedure to handle the health crisis in schools. No meeting with the board. Meanwhile, Bowen said Brideau never spoke to the board because the board chair said there was no reason to hear from the activist, while he advised that it would be a waste of trustees' time. Also, he said the division office attempted to work with Brideau to address her concerns. "You didn't try nothing. If you would have addressed me, I would have stopped my protest," Brideau interjected loudly, accusing Bowen of not wanting her around during the board's November meeting. Bowen replied that Brideau never once contacted him for a meeting, while he would have met with her as he does with other parents. "He did attempt to talk with her once," he said, "but that encounter didn't go very well." "You are not a very approachable person," he continued, adding he was not worried about Brideau protesting during the board meeting but didn't want the trustees to have an unpleasant experience with her. "It was a very challenging time," Bowen added. "We did the best we could, handling the situation." Police spoke with Brideau on November 1, while they arrested her on November 6. Brideau's trial continues on Wednesday, September 11.